This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and Tim is my co-host, as usual. And today, we are going to be talking about BNI, which you've probably heard us talk about quite a few occasions, but we're going to be coming at it from a bit of a different view this time. We're going to be talking about how to choose a BNI group. But before we get into this episode, let's take a second to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. Manage and grow your shop with top features like integrated payments from 360 Payments. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for auto repair businesses. Build client loyalty. Get started today with your own customer loyalty app. Visit appfueled.com. All right. Well, Kim, you are no stranger to BNI. I'm not either. And I hear you talk to people all the time about finding a group, choosing the right group, because all BNI groups are not created equally.
Yep.
So
it's one of my favorite topics. I was just talking about it this morning, actually. I think before we talk about how to find one, it's probably good for us to just quickly recap what is BNI. So BNI stands for Business Networking International. There are chapters all over the world, and that's literally what it is, business networking. However, I always viewed it as my sales meeting. So it is a group that you join with the intent of networking with other business owners to grow your business and help them grow their business. You attend on a weekly basis. There's only one business in the group that is the same type of business, right? There's only one residential realtor. There's only one marketing agency, only one auto repair shop, for example. So you might have a mechanical repair shop and then a collision repair shop. You can do that. So they like to like slice the pie very thinly. But I would go to this meeting. So in our community where we had our shop, Brian was in a group and I was in a group because it was so good for us that we wanted to take as much of this, as much of that opportunity as we could.
And look, it was totally not like me, especially at that time, to join a group like this. It was, I hired a young guy as a service advisor, and he had previously been in the world of selling cell phones. He was telling me about this because his boss at the cell phone company had asked him to substitute for him a couple of times. So he experienced it. And when he came into the shop and was working with us, he was like, hey, you should go check this out. You know, I'm a natural introvert. And I say this because I know that a lot of people that are listening right now are the same way. They're introverts. They don't necessarily feel at home in a business type meeting. But it was actually really good for me. It was a little nerve wracking at first. And I don't want to scare anybody away from it because it was so darn good for our business, but it was good for me also. It helped me grow as a professional.
Me too. That's what I said to the people I was talking to this morning, was they were looking for not only ways to grow their business, but how to get to know other business owners. But a lot of people join it for the public speaking part of it. And again, that's going to scare somebody right here. But as extroverted as I am, you're nowhere near introverted as you were.
Right.
And I think it's a lot because of BNI and things like that. But you go into this weekly meeting. It's the same people, except for visitors that may be coming. It's a very structured, very organized system, which I love. There are lots of fakes and lots of pretend BNI groups out there, but BNI works so great because of the structure, because of the agenda, because of the way that it's put together. And so you network, and then they start the official meeting, and you go through, you know, the agenda that includes a variety of things I'm not going to get into. But one of the things is you get to stand up, and you're probably at a restaurant sitting around a big table or something like that, but you get to stand up and say, I'm Kim Walker with Shop Marketing Pros, here's who we are, here's what we do. A good referral for me this week would be blah, blah, blah. And you kind of say the same thing each week, but you're getting comfortable being uncomfortable. You're getting comfortable standing up and speaking. So that's the very brief explanation of what BNI is. And in this automotive space, anytime I'm talking to some shop owner who is, whether they're struggling or they're doing well, they just want to get to the next level. I mean, I know that Parker Branch, we were just talking to Parker Branch, and we just talked about Parker Branch in one of our recent episodes, but Parker's very successful. He's got a great shop. And I remember talking to him recently. It was in our customer advisory panel meeting. And I was like, are you in a BNI group? And he wasn't. It wasn't long after that that he went and visited one. I, in the meeting, helped him find the BNI group to go visit. And so we're going to talk about that today. But
and also, if you want a really, really in-depth primer on what BNI is, go listen to episode 124 that we recorded with Steve Hand. So you go to shopmarketingpros.com/124, or you can find it on Spotify or iTunes or whatever. It's probably the best episode on BNI that you'll find.
Yeah, for sure.
On any podcast.
Well, Steve Hand not only was one of our customers at our shop in North Carolina, but he is the like franchise owner of, I think, all of North Carolina's BNI. So not only has he been in BNI, he was an advocate or an ambassador of BNI, a director, all that stuff, but he actually owns the franchise. So definitely go listen to that for a really in-depth look and understanding of what it really is. But the thing is, for us, our service advisor, I don't even remember who that is that you're talking about.
It was Jordan.
Okay. Had us go and check this out. And it was so good for us because we tracked it, right? So when customers would come in, we'd ask them, how'd you hear about us? And we had BNI listed as a marketing source. So we tracked it. It was so good for us that Brian was a member. I think you were a member first, yes. Maybe. And then I joined another group because in the Raleigh area, we had the luxury of there being like 40
at
different.
That time. No,
yeah, at that time, there were like 40 different BNI chapters in the Raleigh-Durham Chapel Hill.
This was 20
area.
Years ago.
Yeah. So much so that when we moved from North Carolina back home to Louisiana, the first thing we did was look for a BNI group. And I'll tell you, there was only one here. And this was right after Katrina. So it was kind of in this rebuilding mode. There are BNI chapters that are, it's like shops. There are startups. There are some that have been around for a little while. They're still growing. Then there are big, very successful ones. So our experience was, like Brian was saying earlier, me too, is it helped me get better at public speaking. I'm a connector, so I became the queen of connections in ABN. That's where the nickname came from, was BNI. And it just gave us a great way to have our boots on the ground in the community, connected to the community, because at the BNI group, you hear about everything that's going on in the community.
Well, let's get to the focus of this episode. So I have personally witnessed you helping, I don't know, probably, I've personally seen at least 5 different shop owners that you've helped. Like, you open your computer right there and you go help mm-hmm. them to find a group. So where's the starting point to find a BNI group?
Yeah, so it's BNI.com, and that will get you where you need to go. But generally speaking, if you just Google your state and BNI, you'll probably find, like, Steve Hand we were talking to. I'm guessing it's probably North Carolina BNI. We're in Louisiana, so it's louisianabni.com. But BNI.com is the worldwide, like, corporate headquarters website. If you go there, you should be able to click on Find a Chapter. And you're going to enter your zip code, for example, and see what's near you. So that's the starting point.
Yeah. When you find the local groups, you can look and you can see who is in these groups. Because one of the most important things about BNI is that it is exclusive. So if you are an auto repair shop in BNI, you're going to be the only auto repair shop. Now, there might be a specialty shop, you know, for example, if, like, we were a European shop. I know that in one point in our BNI group, there was also a tire shop.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fairly common that you might have a general repair shop and a European shop. And that's actually a great thing because they said they're referring business to each other, or to have that tire shop or the glass shop or the detailer or something like that. They call them networking spheres in BNI because it's just natural for you to be able to refer back and forth to each other. But, you know, the first thing to do is go find your local chapters and look to see, is there an auto repair shop in there? And even if there is, you can still go visit it, you know, just kind of get a feel for BNI, but you want to find one that doesn't already have your seat occupied.
Yeah. So like Brian's saying, when you go to the website, you can click on the chapter and look at their members, that contact sphere he's talking about. If you have multiple BNI groups in your community, so if you're in a heavily populated area, there's probably multiple groups. If you're in a smaller area, you might only have one, so then you're limited. However, don't be afraid if you feel like you're in a community that could handle one more, reaching out to the local BNI director and saying, what's it look like to start a chapter? There's a process for that. Mm-hmm. And so if you have multiple chapters, do what Brian said, look at their members, look for the contact sphere, because if there's a group that has a complementary business where you might be sharing the same customers, that contact sphere kind of approach, that's going to be a great group for you to get into.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss is the shop management software that works the way you need it to, so you can reach your biggest goals without slowing down. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your base. Get into ShopBoss mode with an ROI dashboard that gives you critical information at a glance and updates in real time. And accelerate your payments with Boss Pay, powered by 360 Payments, by giving your customers more ways to pay. From text to pay, remote payments and consumer financing, to compliance, surcharging, and PayPal and Venmo mobile pay options. Boss Pay puts your customers in the driver's seat and keeps your business moving. Plus, their entire team is on deck to help you simplify your day-to-day, flag more hours, and generate more revenue. Other software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. But when you're in the areas like Raleigh, where they had 40 groups back then, I can't imagine what there is now, but you get to really pick the group that's going to fit you best. Like my group met at 6 a.m. I loved that group because it allowed me to get in and get out before the workday started. So I didn't have to miss time in the shop. But also, if you think about it, people who get up and get into a business meeting at 6 a.m., they are motivated, driven people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have visited groups before that met at lunch, for example. It's got a completely different vibe to it. And it might be what you're looking for. I know that Kim and I, neither of us liked a group where you're eating during the meeting.
Yeah, but a lot of them do that. And so, yeah, you have to find your flavor. You know, some of you are not, he's not a morning person. So sitting in here thinking about it, I'm surprised that you loved that 6 a.m., but just getting in, getting
done. I've gone back and forth at different times of my life. I've been a morning person before.
But you also want to go visit, like Brian said. So if you look and you see that there is already an auto repair shop in that chapter, it is okay to visit, but you need to understand that that person holds that seat. So they could and probably will tell you that when it's your turn to talk, you probably won't really ask for a referral. But you just want to get a feel for it because each group, like Brian said, has a different personality. So you want to visit the different ones. Are people friendly? Are they welcoming? Because you want a group that's also growing and not stagnant. And so if their visitor hosts are not greeting you and helping you get connected and introducing you to different people, that tells you that people are not feeling welcome. It's probably not going to be a great group for growth.
And also at the end of the group, when they start passing referrals, if you're in a group and you're not seeing like legitimate referrals being passed, and that's something that you might not actually pick up on at first if you've never been to a BNI meeting. But I know that I've visited meetings before and I've been like, yeah, like these are not good referrals that are being passed.
Well, and it's important to know the difference between a referral and a lead. A lead is cold. A lead is, hey, Brian, here's someone that I think could use your services. That is a cold lead. In BNI, they pass referrals. And the difference is, hey, Brian, I talked to Marcy, who's my next door neighbor. She has a Mercedes ML320, and you work on Mercedes. I told her that I was going to give you her information. She's expecting your call. Like, that's a warm lead. They already know about you. They're expecting it. So that's what happens in BNI. I mean, part of the sales process has already been done for you. And that's why I always referred to or thought of my BNI meeting as my weekly sales meeting where I'm training my sales staff. Because it's easy, you know, for me, marketing was my whole job when we had our shop. A lot of people, marketing is one piece of their job at the shop. And so it's easy to see that on your calendar and say, I don't have time for that this week. I just can't make it. You need to send a sub to take your place or you're considered absent. And so if you're absent too many times, they're going to give your seat up. But you definitely want to change your mindset about how you perceive your BNI meeting and really consider it. It's really a critical part of your week and you can't miss it.
Yeah, the shop owners that I know who do it and have been doing it for a little while, they take it very seriously and they don't look at it as this time commitment that they dread doing because it makes such a big impact on their business.
It is not a waste of time if done right.
We at Playing with the Pros, Adam Rath was talking about how he had $200,000+ in repairs that he could contribute to BNI in 2025. And 2025 wasn't over yet at that point.
So keeping in line with the theme of this episode, you've gone online, you've said, okay, I'm going to go to this BNI group on this date at this time. You don't just show up. That's not a best practice. You want to let them know you're coming. So there's a way for you to get in touch with the leadership of that chapter. Generally speaking, it's a contact form or an email address. You're just going to send an email and say, hey, I'm Tom Smith at XYZ Automotive. I'd like to come visit your BNI chapter, just letting you know that I'll be there this Tuesday, whatever. And so they're looking for you. They're expecting you. And a good BNI group is going to be looking for you and probably have told, when I was president of my BNI group, if I knew a visitor was coming, the entire chapter knew. I would email them and say, hey, keep an eye out for Tom Smith. He's going to be a visitor interested in checking out our group for the auto repair spot. So let them know that you're coming. And then maybe it's just, I don't know, this isn't a rule, but just like with anything, I always say early is on time is late, late is unacceptable. They are not loose with their schedule, right? If they say they're starting at 8:15, that means they're starting at 8:15. So I say be there like at 8:10, 8:13, something like that. And that's the networking part. The first part of the BNI group is networking. You definitely want to be there for that. Would you add anything to what they need to do before they get there?
Bring business cards.
Definitely bring business cards.
Yeah. You know, I would go through the list and kind of know who's going to be in that room.
Good idea.
Before you get there. You know, show them that you're serious, that you're prepared.
And one little networking tip, always put your name tag on the same side of the hand that you shake with. So if you're right-handed, you want your name tag to be on your right shoulder. Because when you shake someone's hand, which you're going to do a lot that first meeting, you shake their hand, people's eyes tend to follow their hand. And so the hand is going to go up the arm, is going to go up to the shoulder where your name is. So they're not having to awkwardly look on the other side to see what your name is or to, you know, whatever people's strategies are for remembering names. So put your name tag on the same side of your dominant hand.
The other thing I would probably do would be to go to YouTube and look up, you know, how to give a good BNI 60-second presentation. Because if you can show up to that first meeting and give a great 60-second, then you're going to make a good impression.
Yeah, and you don't just get into the group just because you are willing to give them your credit card to pay your membership dues. There's a membership committee. You're going to fill out an application. They're going to check your references. They're going to check you out. And they're going to meet as a membership committee and decide if you are the right person for the seat, literally. So I love that idea because a lot of people go into a BNI group and either they don't know that they're going to stand up and say who they are, or they do know and they're not prepared. So whether we don't want you to be surprised when you get there, go in having rehearsed a little bit. If it's a very large group, you might have a 30 to 45 second moment. Whereas if it's a smaller group, probably 20 people or less, you're going to have 60 seconds and you'll be shocked how long 60 seconds is.
Yep. And then don't necessarily just join the first group that you go to. You know, go visit a few of them and find the one that has the vibe that you like, that has the people in it. You know, that because you could go to one group and that group might be fantastic and they don't have any people in that group that are like within your contact sphere. Then you might go to another group that is also a great group, but they have people in there already that can refer to you and you can refer to them. Because you need to look at it from a standpoint also of, are there people in this group that I'm going to be able to refer to and that I'm going to trust and want to refer to? Because the motto of BNI is a giver's gain. Like, you don't just show up to a BNI group expecting a bunch of people to send you referrals. You go to a BNI group, you become part of that BNI group, you start giving other people referrals. And then just through the law of reciprocity, they are going to want to give you referrals back. So go in with the idea that you're going to be a giver first, and then you're going to see the results of BNI.
Yeah, and this isn't really the theme of the episode, but just while we're on that topic, don't get frustrated when you're not getting a ton of referrals from the people in the group.
Like they themselves doing business.
The members themselves. You want them to. That's obviously great. But the real reason why you are at BNI is because you want the people that are members of that group to be out talking about you, referring people they meet and that they know to you. I've definitely seen where that has been an issue. They're like, oh, the people in my own group aren't even using me. Well, hopefully it's because they already have a relationship and are loyal to someone else. So just keep all of that in mind. And like Brian said, givers gain, help grow the group, invite people. You know, just really get involved outside of the group. You're meeting and having coffee with people or going to dinner and getting to know them so that you can better refer to them. But if you have any questions at all, like we're not in BNI anymore because we're a marketing agency. When we were a marketing agency working within our local community, it was great for us. But now our clients are all over the country. And so we're not in BNI anymore. I honestly miss it. I loved BNI so much so that I was an ambassador and not an assistant director, but something. I was super involved in it.
But it's definitely best for local
for
businesses,
sure.
Which
yep.
Auto repair, I've never seen an auto repair company in a BNI group that did not do well.
Absolutely. Everybody talks about it's great. Some of them have said they weren't in the right group. They didn't, like you talked about the vibe. So definitely think about all of that. I mean, you're limited if there's only one BNI group, but guess what? You can get in there and change the vibe. Get in there and become one of the leadership team people. Get in there and make the change that you, what is that saying? Be the change that you want to see. So take all that into consideration. If you have any questions, one, pop into the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind, our Facebook group. Do a search for BNI or go post a question that you have about BNI in the Facebook group. You will definitely get lots of answers or a lot of people in that group who are in BNI. Adam Rath is a great person to contact. If you know Adam, reach out to me, Brian. We're happy to help with any of that. I've been on phone calls with shops and I'm looking for, and I send them a link to, I'm like, go check out this BNI group. And one guy, one of our clients, he had been trying to get into this one, the only BNI chapter in his community for years. There was an auto repair shop in there and he just didn't, I don't know, you can't like get on a waiting list, but I looked it up and told him the seat is empty and he about lost his mind. So you just have to, you know, if you find a group that has that seat filled, then you have to stay engaged with that group. Let them know, wait, what is the squeaky wheel gets the oil? Just let them know, I want that seat. Let me know when it becomes available or start your own group.
It's the grease.
The grease.
Yes.
Whenever.
All right. Well, anything else?
No.
Okay. Well, y'all, I hope this was a good episode for you. Remember, we are just one of a handful of podcasts on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. I'm still getting used to the name change, but we also have an amazing app now, and the app is also called the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Thanks,
so you can go to automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, and you can find the links to the app and also each one of these podcasts. So yeah, go check it out. Thank you again to our sponsors. We hope that you will listen in again next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.